So, as we started this service in lighting our Advent candles, we recognize that this is a season that's in an invitation to us. So we experience all the fun and the parties and the joviality and all the things of that we have, and yet we also recognize that this is a calling and that invitation to us to move into a little deeper spiritual awareness or consciousness. That opportunity is there as we choicefully allow ourselves to become more open and to practice this expectancy of moving towards the coming or the arrival of the Christ that is metaphysically representative of that inner higher spiritual consciousness within each one of us that's birthing that light. And so last Sunday we did talk about hope, and this Sunday is love. And my talk title is Let Love Lead the Way. Let Love Lead the Way. And as we engage in this time, which can be laughter and fun and family, it can also be overwhelm and oh my gosh. And my favorite thing is, you know, when you're out there driving, and right now, I call them Christmas drivers. You know, it's like, and I kind of are one, you know, and I'm in a hurry and I'm zipping in and out and all the cars are going and they're lining up. And it's like, get out of my way. I'm in more of a hurry than you are. And, you know, and it's, that is a part of the energy of us naturally as human beings, isn't it? And what happens when those cars are zipping in and out, or when there's 20 people in line at the grocery store instead of three? What happens to our being as we're trying to accomplish all that we think we should and all the stuff in the outer world? Come on, shout it out, shout it out. What happens? Frustration. What else?
Lose your cool.
Thanks. Accidents happen. Yeah. And any of you, of course, online, feel free to jump in. And Susan, can let me know later. Did we get anything that came up? Or that was a quick one I asked. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, so friends, as we're addressing love this Sunday, and it's like, oh my gosh. You know, we hear the word love all the time, don't we? And it just kind of, phew, love, oh, love, oh. And there's sort of this part of us, I think, that lets it just roll right on over us. Because it can oftentimes be overused or misexpressed. And so I'd like to begin to kind of invite us into this time of our own spiritual greater recognition. What is love to us? In Scripture, it says from 1 Corinthians 13:13, many of you know this by heart. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And in 2 Timothy 1:1-7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. And so it calls us to maybe begin to just think about, how does love show up in our lives? In all the many varied ways. You know, we say love's a many splendored thing. It's also a many varied kind of thing. And we can understand that love can show up for us in that, what we call the humanness in our human, physical, emotional perceptions and experience, right? And our love of family, our love of friends, our love that reaches out to others and connects us. And in our spiritual recognition, we can understand that which Charles Fillmore would have called at the metaphysical level, that which is an absolute truth. So he always spoke of those things that were absolute, which means truth principle throughout all existence, which is absolute. And yet we are humans that live into those principles, and those are the experiences at the relative level, because the absolute truth is I can walk on water. The absolute truth is I have love that encompasses all that is and can connect with everyone in that way. The relative truth is, oh, I'm human and I'm irritated and ticked off some of the time. And so when we stop to really think about how we are experiencing love at the seasons, because how many feelings do you have? How many of you do feel some sense of overwhelm? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say breathe for a minute. And go, what is it that drives the overwhelm? Thank you, Chrissy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Do I get an amen? Yeah. Exactly. So she says everybody else's and our own. And it starts, what we don't realize oftentimes, is it starts with us. And so then we put it out there as though it is everybody else's, right? Of us. Because we've created that in order to be good enough to be loved. How many of you have lived through your life trying to be good enough to be loved? Everyone's hand should be raised right now. Everyone should be jumping up and going, yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, of course. But that's a part of the humanness of us, that if we can begin to practice or experience or be aware of love in a different way that embraces and supports ourselves, moves us step by step, sometimes slowly, out of that place of overwhelm and expectation into a place that allows us to be human and allows us to be open to a flow, an energy that we would call absolute love, which we oftentimes call God. Because God is not a person or a thing outside of us. God is the infinite, ever ongoing consciousness, presence, and power of creation. Always ongoing for all that has been, all that is right now, and all that ever will be. And that, friends, is absolute love. It is that divine flow of oneness and connection that we experience in creation that created us, that created all things, in order to have a connection together. And so in this experience, in this time of all the stuff of Christmas and all of the overwhelm, it gives us an opportunity to just take a step back for a moment and to breathe. Anthony D. Williams, who's a consultant and a researcher and an author, he says, love has the power to cure, to heal, to calm, to change, and to unite. Use this power often. And most of you are very familiar with Gary Zukav, who is a spiritual teacher and author. He says, eventually, and oh God, we've used this quote all the time, breathe into this as I read this. Eventually you will come to understand that love heals everything, and love is all there is. Now, friends, when we hear this, I'm sure a part of our human brain just goes, I don't think so. Because I still have anger, or I still have hurt, or someone, you know, maybe someone has done something that hurt your feelings, or you recognize you have stepped on someone else in some way. And we can understand that from the human level. What we are being invited to embrace here is an understanding of absolute love, which is not what we experience in our human analytical physical perception of love or emotional love from that level, but is the whole expression of being. And from that place, we can understand that presence of love in the design in which we are created from Creator, that essence heals. And that love truly is all there is. That is the godness. That is allness. And so we get to practice shifting from that recognition of that allness, which, you know, I'll breathe into that and I'll go, oh, I got it. And then my brain goes, bleh. You know, it takes me off like squirrel down this rabbit hole over here, and the angers and the overwhelms and all this stuff comes back in. And friends, at that point, we have a choice. So we can either beat ourselves up because, you know, we had it for a moment and then we lost it. And so what does that tell us? Oh, we're not good enough. We can't do this well. Or we can go, oh, look at me. I had a moment. And I'm human, and how I'm back in all this stuff. Okay, good. I have a choice. And we can begin actually practicing. Because there is a tendency for us to read all kinds of material. There's a tendency to go to places which are wonderful, which provide us with some insights and provide us with food for thought. And yet, ultimately, it's just like going to the gym. If you don't lift the barbells, you're not really working out. And our humanness tends to want to come up with every excuse it can, not to truly look at self and to recognize and to make different choices. And one of the most difficult issues of looking at self is that when we do, what do? To ourselves. Oh, there Chrissy goes, We blame, we point the finger, we judge, we feel shame. So friends, this is a time to recognize that there is a presence and a power that is everywhere. We say God the good, omnipotence. Everywhere present, this activity that is an energetic level of creation and expression, that if we just step out of the way for a minute, step aside from everything that goes on and on and on in our minds, we can allow it to flow through us, and then love is all there is. Charles Fillmore from Keep a True Lent says, when love harmonizes the consciousness, we find that our outer affairs are put in order, and that where once there seemed to be opposition and fear, cooperation and trust prevail. When we let the truth of being into our hearts and pull down the walls of separation, we shall feel the flow of infinite love that Jesus felt. And friends, this is as Jesus, the human man, walking in this planet and growing into and experiencing a level of consciousness beyond what most of us can even begin to fathom. This is why Jesus was present on our planet, to bring these gifts of awareness to us and invite us into that experience. And there are many avatars of light that have walked with great wisdom, and yet Jesus is closest to me and in my heart, because Jesus talked of love. And not just, you know, and it is important to reach out and to hug our friends, to you know, how wonderful is it when, you know, we stubbed our toe and we went to mom or we went to dad and we were held and they fixed the boo-boo a little bit. And it, how wonderful it is to go to those that we love and to exchange a hug or share that closeness. And that is at that human level, but it is also originating in that which is all of creation, which is the infinite, absolute love that is God, that is creation becoming. So how do we go about practicing this? I mean, we're aware. We're aware that, you know, we beat ourselves up. We're aware that we separate from an experience or from a friend or from something that's happened. How do we go about practicing this at this time, where we can begin to move towards that arrival, that birth of Christ in us that elevates our consciousness?
Letting go of the frustrations and expectations.
You know, You know, we always, I think I do, so I don't know if you do, but I always want to make it this big deal. Like, ooh, I've got to be spiritual. Okay, so I have to work hard at this, or it's going to take, you know, all of this out here to do something. And I think a part of that is the human brain that hangs on to the outer appearances of things in our lives and finds it difficult to let go. Because those neural networks and those patterns and those things we have learned are pretty deeply ingrained, absolutely. And the truth is, it's so simple that we tend to ignore. It's like, oh, well, can't be that. And yet it is. It does not mean it's easy. And that's where we get tripped up. So we sort of, you know, when you first go maybe to the gym or you do something or you go out jogging or something the first time, oh, you've got sore muscles and oh my gosh. And, you know, and then it's like, well, I'm not sure I'm going to do that anymore. And then as you do that a little more, then it's like, ooh, now I'm in this rhythm and now I feel good. And so friends, what's it about? Practicing. How many of you had to practice like a piano or a singing a song or something when you were a kid? John, did you get music lessons? Your little Melanie did. Some of you did. I remember my sister, she took piano lessons. I didn't. You know, and you're like, oh, I don't want to go practice. And yet when you did, then you begin to get in that flow. And it's like, ooh, that comes easier. Dancing, same thing. When we first start, doesn't feel awkward? Yeah, it feels awkward. That's natural. And so, friends, how we move into practicing is by willingness, simply a willingness, a choicefulness, being aware, noticing when we get disgruntled, when we get triggered by Christmas drivers, when we get overwhelmed with all the things we have left to do. It's stopping for a moment to breathe. And how many of you even are aware that a good amount of the time, especially when we are in frustration, that we move into what's called shallow breathing. We don't even breathe fully, and we think we're breathing. So what I'm saying is, it's very simple. When we breathe all the way down into our diaphragm, it allows us to take a step back, to move out of, you know, the monkey mind and the hamster wheel that goes on and on. So I'm going to have you each take a deep breath now. And how many of you thought, oh, I don't know if I'm doing this right? Come on, be honest. Oh, good. You guys, oh, there we go. See, you guys are practicing. Awesome. But it's so funny. All the little thoughts will come and drag us away. It's like there isn't a, you know, it's just being willing to breathe and to notice and to choose differently. And to begin being willing to let love lead the way, friends. Because there's a tendency with all the political issues in our world, with all of the warring nations that are happening in everything we see on the news and we're bombarded with, social media, bashing of friends, all kinds of things go on. And it's really hard in that moment from the human physical part of us that perceives love as an emotion. It's really hard for us to embrace with love those situations and those things happening around us. And so this is an invitation again to recognize your humanness and yet choicefully breathe and step apart. Letting love lead the way heals, uplifts, and blesses all, friends. Letting love lead the way heals, uplifts, and blesses all. And it's in those moments when we find ourselves frazzled, when we shift ourselves, when we stop and we just breathe, it creates a moment and an openness to make a different choice. From 1 John in Scripture, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, it says, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. You know, how much of the time are we trying to be good Christians or good people, and we're out here, but at home we're grumbling and all of that goes on. Oh, I don't like so-and-so. Oh my gosh, you know. We do that naturally. It's human. But it's important to recognize that there's a chasm there. That we are not in the light. There's that pretense out here of the light. The light comes from within. It says, it goes on to say, whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. Wow. Friends, in just one moment of shifting, when we notice our thoughts are going down the rabbit hole, our thoughts are going on and on about the news or about the things that are happening, we have an opportunity in that moment, do we not, to shift. To say, I'm going to breathe the energy of all creation, of all beingness that is God. I'm just going to breathe it, and I'm going to be it, and I'm going to send it out into this universe. Because even though my head says, well, I can't do anything about that, you know, I'm at the effect of. Friends, we are powerful. Our very nature is powerful. Because we are created in the image and likeness of that which is Godness. That which is love. So I'm saying, in order to practice this, begin noticing, stepping aside, and choicefully breathing and sending forth love. From 1 Corinthians 16:13 through 14, it says, watch, in other words, be aware, stand fast in the faith, stand fast in your choicefulness, be brave and be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Let all that you do be done with love. And Charles Fillmore reminds us, he says, if we would draw to us love, we must be love. Be loving and kind. If we would have peace and harmony in our environment, we must establish it within ourselves, friends. So instead of waiting for the love to be out there, let us be the love and the light. Let us lead with a consciousness of love that heals. And Matt Brown, who's a British TV presenter, he said, when love is present, healing is present. It won't always look miraculous, but it will always make a difference. So in the times when our brain thinks, well, I can't do it perfectly, so I won't do it at all, we can just notice. One little step at a time. A little bit of love. Letting the light in. Letting it flow. Recognizing that it's so much greater than just my human emotions. It is my very being and my very consciousness, and I just let it shine forth. So I'm just going to invite you in the next week, you know, when you see something on the news and you go, whoa, or something on social media, stop and breathe and just touch into your own love, your light, and let it move forth, because it indeed is a power that will change our world. The Sunday that we celebrate Advent of Love is a Sunday where we have a tradition of honoring what we call a remembrance tree. And so you will each be invited. You probably found the little heart papers on your chair. The remembrance tree to me signifies our willingness to hold those that we love in our hearts and to send them love, to let love lead the way versus separation or fears or disgruntledness or anything else. We let love lead the way. So I'm going to invite you to, on those hearts, you may write down the name of someone who's no longer present on this planet Earth, who has passed into another dimension. You may choose to write down someone who you love and you miss who lives far away. You may choose to write down someone who you are upset with or have had a falling out with, and you feel that separation and distance that way. And you can write lots of names on these, so fill up all the space. So you may choose to put something like that, because this remembrance tree is honoring this moment of holding these names, these people, these friends, or maybe not so friends, perhaps your animals, in that light, and seeing them in filled with love. As you're doing that, I'm going to share scripture from Colossians 3:14. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So in just a moment, I'll invite you to come forward and just hang your heart ornament on the tree. From Jean Anouilh, he's a French screenwriter. He says, love is, above all, the gift of oneself, friends. The choiceful gift of oneself. And an anonymous saying says, those who touch our lives stay in our hearts forever. So Oscar Wilde wrote, keep love in your heart. The consciousness of loving and being loved brings a warmth and a richness to life that nothing else can bring. Oscar Wilde was an Irish poet, beautiful poetry. So as you complete writing all the names, go ahead and come forward and just hang your ornament on the tree. And as Wayne, in closing, Wayne Carissa, he's an inspirational Canadian author. He says, Christmas is filled with joy and laughter, but love is the foundation that inspires it all. Friends, let's go forth to let love lead the way.